wanna leave my old life behind. Thunder.
You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started.
Thunder, feel the thunder.
My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about day-tight containers.
I call to the Green Mountain State. I call to the silence you make. Do you live inside, outside me?
Sir William Osler was a Canadian physician and one of the four founding professors of Johns Hopkins Hospital. In 1913, he was asked to give a speech to the graduating students of Yale University. He spoke on the topic, A Way of Life, and related it to what he had experienced while on board an ocean liner. One day he was visiting with the captain of the ship, and an alarm sounded, and he could hear grinding and crashing sounds going on below the decks. "Those are our watertight compartments closing," explained the captain. "It's an important part of our safety drill. In case of real trouble, water leaking into one compartment would not affect the rest of the ship. Even if we would collide with an iceberg, as did the Titanic, water rushing in will only fill that particular ruptured compartment. The ship, however, will still remain afloat." When speaking to the students at Yale, Osler applied the lesson he learned on the ship this way. "Each of you is certainly a much more marvelous organization than that great liner and bound on a far longer voyage. What I urge is that you learn to master your life by living each day in a day-tight compartment, and this will certainly ensure your safety throughout your entire journey of life. Touch a button and hear at every level of your life the iron door shutting on the past, the dead yesterdays. Touch another and shut it off with a metal curtain in the future, the unborn tomorrows. Then you are safe. Safe for today. Think not of the amount to be accomplished, the difficulties to be overcome, but set earnestly at the little task near your elbow, letting that be sufficient for the day, for surely our plain duty is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what clearly lies at hand." Ooh, how I love this story. Obviously, I read that from something that I found online that explained the story. But I've been applying this concept of day-tight containers to my life over the past week, so I wanted to talk to you about it today. And these things are always really interesting to me, how things come to my awareness. So I was reading a book. Actually, I read two books in the past week that led me to the story. And the first book I read is called It Is Done by Richard Dotz. And he's talking about the last part of the manifestation process, which is actually surprisingly very simple. But I highly recommend this book, and I'll link to it in the show notes so you can find it. But in that book, he mentions another book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie, which is also an equally great book. I especially love those books, as a side note, that were written like back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, because they have such simple lessons and they don't try to overcomplicate it, right? They tell these stories where people made like 5 cents a month, and the same concept in the story applies today. I think they're just very well written and not overcomplicated. But anyway, so in the book, Dale Carnegie mentions this concept of a day-tight container by Sir William Osler. And so I looked that up, and I found that story that I read to you at the beginning. And that really got me to thinking about this, because lately I've been feeling like I'm going back to some of my old negative habits prior to when I changed my life. And this has happened to me another time, I don't know, in the past probably 6 months or so. And I don't like that, because I can see this trend that's happening with me, and I can remember these old ways of living that I did. And I'm like finding this groove that I'm getting back into with them. And I'm like, wait a minute, no, I did too much work on myself to change my life. I'm not going back to that. And I've just been really frustrated and angry and just feeling unfulfilled and like, what the fuck is going on? And things have been manifesting in my life that I don't particularly enjoy. And I don't like that. So as someone who knows about creating their own reality, I knew I needed to change some things within myself, and mainly the way I'm thinking and the way I'm talking to myself to get myself back on track. So this series of books brought me to this concept by William Osler about day-tight containers. And I feel like this is one of the things that I've been maybe not really noticing that I've been doing until this topic was brought to my attention. But just this feeling of living in the past, of regret, or like, maybe I should have done something different, or maybe I shouldn't have acted that way, or maybe I should have, who knows, maybe I shouldn't have said whatever I said, or maybe I should have said more, or who knows, right? And then worrying about the future, right? Like, should I do things this way going forward, or should I behave this way? Or like we talked about in last week's episode, was I too much in the past? Should I not be as much in the future? You know, and on and on and on. And maybe you can relate to that as I'm talking about it. But I feel like doing those things, it's not my authentic self, right? Worrying about the past and worrying about the future caused me to behave in a way that is not my authentic self, because I am either shrinking myself, or I am coming at things with a different energy that's just not me, and I don't like that, and that's not how I want to live my life, and I would not suggest anybody live their life that way. So as I've been going through this, you know, I'm just reminded of how much of a waste of time all this really is, and this concept of a day-tight container is such a simple way to keep focused on where we are today. Where we are today, right? Period. That's it. Today. I wear this bracelet, and I've worn it for a long time. It says, be present. It's just one of those mantra bands, you know, that silver, simple bangle. It says, be present. And I wear it flipped over, number one, because my wrist is really small, and number two, because I catch it when I'm doing things, right? Like, it reminds me, but I feel like it's one of those things that's become, like, I look at it, and it doesn't even faze me anymore. And so, Just this reminder of being brought back to the present, and how I could do something, think about something differently to live in the present. It really struck a nerve with me this week. So I wanted to talk to you about it. So this concept of a day-tight container, where we close off the doors to the past, you know, we don't spend our time there, right? There's nothing we can do about that now. I can't go back to any of those scenarios that I rattled off and can change any of that, right? And wishing I would have said something different or did something different or whatever, it's not going to change it. And all it's doing is causing me more pain and overall sadness, because I'm focused somewhere that I can't do anything about. And then closing off the doors to the future, right? So, and let me be clear on this. When I say we're closing off the doors to the future, it doesn't mean you don't plan for the future. It doesn't mean you don't set goals and all that. I mean, yes, obviously there is some level of preparation to do, or goals to set, plans to make, you know, things like that. But once they're done and you've done the best you can, shut the door on it, right? Don't worry about it. Don't stew, fret, wring your hands, think of the worst, expect the worst, or anything like that, right? You did your best. Now relax and enjoy where you are today. And so that to me is what this means in the modern day, even though, again, this was back in 1913, but the concept still applies, and probably even more today, because more of us, I think, are living in, we're not here. We're not where we are. I mean, there's a song by Pink, I Am Here, and I've played it on here before, and this song has so many meanings to it, but it's like, where do we go? It says something like, where do we go? I don't know. I can't think of it right now, of course, but where do we go when we're not here, essentially? Like, if we're not here, where are we going, right? Where are we going with our mind? We're taking our mind back there. We're too far ahead that we can't be focused on where we are today. So here's some things I've noticed. I've got four things to tell you about. Some things I've noticed that have stopped me from living in the present, and just some ways that I, suggestions and ways to cope with that. And again, maybe you can relate. So the first one, so the unknown. I think for most of us, and definitely myself included, this fear of the unknown, it feels hard to be okay where I am today when I don't know how things are going to turn out. There is some level of, I don't know what it is, but it's like, I feel like if I worry about it, or I try to control it or predict it or search my horoscope or do 8,000 tarot readings or meet with a psychic or ask my friends or look on Instagram or skim through Facebook or whatever it is, that I'm going to find some answer out there that's going to make me feel okay, that everything is going to be okay. And that right there, just talking about that is exhausting. And I've done that over a period of time. But the truth is that, and this sounds cliche and generic, but it's true. I mean, we're all going to be okay in the end. We really are. And I think that's part of the magic that we live in the world, that we have this ability to have things unfold without us not knowing. Like, it's okay for us not to know right now. And if we think about living in a day-tight compartment, in a day-tight container, where we close off the past and we close off the present, there is some unknown there, right? But it's okay to be with that. It's okay to be with the unknown and be patient with that, right? Like, just marinate in it, sit in it for a little bit. And it's not actually a bad place to be. And in fact, I would encourage you to celebrate it, because it's the unknown that can surprise us in so many ways that we never would have dreamed of. And I think if we trust the universe that our needs will be met, if we go back to that one truth, then I feel like that takes away some of the fear and the control and the clinging that comes along with the unknown. At least it has for me. Okay, number two, what we think we do and don't know. So that's another thing as humans, we need to know everything and we think we know everything. And so, but sometimes we don't. And sometimes we just aren't meant to know things. And sometimes the things we think we know are all wrong. And I think for me, I just have to come to terms with the fact that sometimes I just don't have to know everything. I don't have to know how everything is going to unfold, and it's okay not to. And it's okay to embrace right where, who and where I am right now without the need to know anything about anything. It's okay. That's okay. Okay, number three, our perception. So this is a big one. We've talked about this on the show multiple times, but I think being willing to let go of preconceived notions about anything and just expand into the unknown, right? Expand into that unknown and remain present in it. Like, if we release our ideas and we let go of all that, it's like when we soften and we relax, and that's when new things come in, right? We have new breakthroughs and inspiration and new creation unfolds. And I feel like, at least for me, living in a day-tight container helps with that, because it helps me feel like I'm flowing easier. Like, things are just easier because I'm not trying to control it all. I'm not trying to use this, and I can't even control it anyway. It's just the perception, or the fake perception of control. But when we're in a day-tight container, we're in the moment and we're living and we're enjoying and we're trusting. And I think, at least for me, that's where a lot of this fear and anger and just frustration comes from, is trying to control it all. And it really is a futile attempt at it. Okay, number four, we feel unsettled, right? It's unsettling not to know. Let's just say it. It is. I mean, and I think sometimes we wander around looking for comforting energy, right? Because things are unsettling and that's uncomfortable. But I would actually ask you to sit with that unsettled feeling for a while and see what it has to tell you, because there's always something for you to learn and that's been trying to get your attention. But a lot of times we're just not willing to slow down and listen to it. And so, as you move forward this week, how can you create some magic by living in your day-tight container, right? How would it really feel? How would it really feel to live in the present moment and let go of the worry of the past and the worry of the future? Are you willing to try it just for today, and see how it feels for you? Because I can tell you that for me, doing this over the past week, I've noticed a lot of things about myself. And some of the things that I've noticed is I'm happier, I'm more relaxed, and I'm more focused. I notice more things, right? I'm not going 90 miles an hour necessarily. And it's taken away some of that frustration and that anger. And I'm not as anxious. And I keep going back to this, but I have this deep sense of trust that everything is just going to be okay. It's okay. And that feels really good to me. And that's the feeling I'm going for. I live too much of my life feeling angry, pissed off, just overall unhappy, and I'm not going back to that. I refuse to. And so that's the feeling that I'm after, is feeling good. And for me, living in this day-tight container has brought me back to that. It's brought me back to the present and to who I really am. And it's I'm not going to say it's perfect. I'm not going to say it's all the time, but it's brought my focus, I think, to a much better place. So how can you apply this in your life? And are you willing to try this for a week? Try it for a day, for a week, whatever it is for you, and see what changes you notice about yourself. And if you do, I would love to hear about it. All right, so that's really all I have on day-tight containers today. I'm going to do a quick recap and then close out the show. So to recap today's show, I'm introducing the concept of a day-tight container, which was first discussed by Sir William Osler, who was one of the founding physicians of Johns Hopkins Hospital. And he got the idea of a day-tight container from visiting a captain of a ship, where they shut off the iron doors in the event of the leak so the ship wouldn't sink. And in his speech in 1913 at Yale University, he compared shutting these iron doors to shutting off our past and shutting off our future, so we lessen our worry and we're able to live more fully in the present. And by doing so, we eliminate a lot of unneeded worry and fear. And especially since most of the things we worry about and fear never happen anyway. So all that energy was wasted when you could have been using it on something else, something more productive and something that is more beneficial for you. And so when we close off the doors to the past and we don't spend our time there, you know, we can't do anything about changing it anyway. So closing off those doors keeps that energy from coming forward into your present. And then it's the same when we close off the doors to the worry of the future. And again, it doesn't mean you don't plan for your future or set goals, because there obviously is some preparation to do and plans to make. But once those things are done and you've done the best you can, shut the door on it. You know, don't worry about it. Don't wring your hands and don't constantly be robbing yourself of the moment because you're too worried about the future or you're looking back at the past. And, you know, one thing to remember as you think about this, it's perfectly safe to live in the present without all the answers. And I think that's sometimes what we fear, is that it's not safe, right? We seek answers because we want to feel safe. But it's perfectly safe to live in the present without all the answers. And what is yours, and no one can take it from you. So trust the process instead of rushing it. Your future is bright and full of magic, and the best is yet to come. All right, that's it for this week. I'm going to tell you about the songs I chose. Totally two random songs, just because I don't know, this is what I was feeling this week. So the intro song is Green Mountain State by Trevor Hall. I love Trevor Hall. I love his voice. Lime Tree, you've probably heard of that song, one of his more popular ones, but I just like the song. And then the outro song is Peach Scone by Hobo Johnson. Totally random for me. Like, they wrote about, somebody in the Nashville scene wrote about this Hobo Johnson. I can't remember what his real name is. That's not his real name, but just kind of his style, like how he came up and just all of a sudden, you know, was a, you know, bigger star, like in the 20-year-olds and maybe early 30, I don't know what age really, but anyway, his songs are kind of like a rap, like talk, like just really, I don't know, out there, and I just liked it. It was just something different, and I liked it. So Peach Scone by Hobo Johnson. So, all right, that's it for this week. Let me know what you think about living in the present moment in this concept of a day-tight container. You can email me, sloanfremont@gmail.com, or find me on social media at sloanfremont. And if you like this podcast, please, please share it with someone you think could benefit from this message. Abracadabra, now go forth and create what you speak.
Hi, what's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man. Are you in love? If so, a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends, or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty, though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting.